Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, so this is the first time we've done this before. As you can see, we're in Real Madrid jerseys. Now, I don't wear Real Madrid jerseys for anyone, and I never will, but I had to make an exception. Now, we are joined by, I will say, and I'm sure you will say, the best defender in the world.
Right now.
Two-time Champions League winner, my Sierra Leone brother, the one and only, Antonio Rudiger is in the building.
Let's go!
Let's have it!
Let's go! You know what, yeah.
Guys, thanks for having me here, man. Thanks for having me here.
It's all good. You know what I've been saying, right? I always say I love interviewing players that I rate and I actually appreciate. And I've been calling Rudiger Showtime Rudy for years. I've got the evidence. One of the most entertaining defenders you'll ever see. I'm telling you now. But we're going to get into all of that. And honestly, I'm excited for this conversation.
But before we start, Rudiger, you obviously played yesterday, 3-2 win. How was that for you?
Like, I think overall, like, because to be honest, we had a bit of a slow start. I think everyone expected more, you know, but yeah, we keep getting our results and everything, and yesterday was a good game, but I think just at the last 10 minutes where we were a bit off, and so that's why the 3-2. So I was kind of a bit pissed because there was no clean sheet,
yeah,
obviously. And these are things we need to fix very quick.
So we want to start basically from the beginning, you know, the beginning of your career or even the beginning of your life, really. Of course, you grew up in Berlin, in an African household, of course, as Harry said, Stallone, you lot are Stallone brothers. But, and, you know, I've heard that it wasn't the most wealthy kind of like upbringing. So what was it like kind of like navigating through life in your childhood?
Yeah, I would say it was wealthy in terms of, like, because wealth is how you see things, you know, like, obviously, like, wealth in terms of money, we didn't have much, but we had wealth in when it comes to togetherness, the family bond. And I would never trade anything for that. I had an older brother who was a professional at the age of 16 already. And yeah, and that was like my dream to get my family out. That was my biggest dream. I was not dreaming to play for Real Madrid, Chelsea, or AS Roma. No, I just wanted to make some bread, to make some money, and get my family out.
But you know, you spoke to me in person about your brother. Was he the only inspiration in terms of you wanting to become a football player, or did you have any other, you know, inspirations growing up and said, you know what, of course I want to make money for my family, but I also want to create a career for me as a football player?
No, of course, like, my brother was definitely, when it comes to football, my brother was my role model, and till this day he's one of them. And in general, my father is my role model, obviously.
So were you always a defender growing up, or did you play in any other positions? Because when I watch you play, sometimes really I feel like you're trying to do other things, you know what I mean? Muscle memory is kicking in, you know? Have you always been a defender?
No, I've actually, like, when I was young, I was striker. I know it. Because I was like not the tallest in the team. I was always the smallest. So yeah, like, and I was quick. So yeah, I was always up front.
the transition from Herford over to Dortmund, now your brother played for Dortmund as well. Did he give you some pointers about how it is to play for such a prestigious club? Or did you already go there with a mentality that was a bit different? That I'm here to prove people wrong and be the best that I can be.
Like, it was more like, because my brother, like, we were two different calibers, you know, like, because my brother was like a century talent, like a big, huge talent at his age in those days. And me, I came out of nowhere. I was a hard worker. So, like, our mentality is like two different things, you know, like, I think he was, yeah, definitely he was more skilled and everything. But I think in my head, I was way farther than him.
But when did you start to believe that you could become a professional? Did you already know, or was there a coach? Was there a game? What was the turning point for you?
Like, the turning point for me was like when I got to Stuttgart. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when I moved teams. Like, there I felt like, oh, you know, like, you know what, like, I can, you know, I can make it big, you know. Mm-hmm. And there I felt like, okay, you know, like, now I have to be a bit more serious, you know, like, because, you know, like, when I was younger in Dortmund and everything, I still had this mindset of like street, you know, like, fight my way through. If I have to be physical with someone, I will do it, you know. But no, but the thing is if you want to get professional, you have to calm yourself. You have to, you know, like, sometimes swallow things.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You know, but it was difficult for me because where I'm from, you don't swallow. If there's something to handle, you handle it.
You deal with it straight away. Yeah.
And that's it. So that was for me, like, I think that was like the biggest thing for me to learn in terms of becoming a professional.
So, like, in just the space of like 6 years, you went from Stuttgart to Roma and then at Chelsea. At what moment in that period did you know that you were destined to play for some of the biggest clubs in the world? Like, in that period of that 6 years, was there a moment you're like, yeah, I'm top level?
To be honest, like, you know, I see it all in chapters, you know, like, when I was at Rome in my first season, like, there was already an offer from Chelsea for me to go. Oh. But then I had the incident with my ACL 2016 before the Euros. And, you know, like, as a Muslim, I said, like, you know, everything happens for a reason, you know. And, yeah, I said, like, no, I enjoyed my football in Rome, like, the life there, everything. I enjoyed it because that was, like, my first time out of Germany. So, like, first time out of my comfort zone completely. So, yeah, I think that was, like, but that was the biggest step because there I played Champions League and everything. So, yeah, I would say that was the correct step to move to a big club like Chelsea. Obviously, Chelsea in England is a big club. But I think, with all due respect to all other teams, I think where I'm at right now, I think this is this is, like, to be honest, me myself, I couldn't imagine to be here. Although with all the hard work and everything, and also I had bumps on my road to get here, which is normal. This is life. And but to be honest, when I won the Champions League with Chelsea, I knew that there I knew, okay, I
made it.
Alhamdulillah.
Made it.
Alhamdulillah. Speaking about Roma, you obviously played with Mohamed Salah. Now, he's obviously one of the best players in the world right now and he's had an amazing career at Liverpool. But did you see what we are now seeing when he was at Roma? And are you surprised or are you just, is this something that you always knew that Salah would be like this?
No, I'm not surprised about this. I'm really not surprised because in his second season, because we played 2 years together and we came in the same year, 2017, to Roma. And me and him left. He went to Liverpool. I went to Chelsea. In the second season, you could see this guy is on a different mission, you know? Like, he was more direct. In the first season, he was trying to do dribblings and stuff like this, beat men 1v1. But in the second season, he was very direct. He just wanted goals. He just wanted goals and assists. And obviously, I didn't know that he was thinking about Liverpool already. But then one day he told me, say he's leaving to Liverpool. And I remember that first season he had, it was
44 goal, you think?
Yeah.
Like, I think he shocked the whole world.
Yeah.
And so that's why for me, I was not too surprised. I was not too surprised, like really. And the crazy thing is he got better every year.
It's crazy. When it came to the Chelsea move, I know you touched on it a little bit that Chelsea were in for you around the same time as Roma, but how did the move come about the second time? You know, like, how did they approach you and how did you feel after only being at Roma a few seasons? Like, were you ready to go on to move to England?
To be honest, the truth about this was that, first of all, me, myself personally, because it was 2017 when I moved to Chelsea, that was 1 year before going to the World Cup. So me, I was like, to be honest, I wanted to play it safe a bit, you know, because like, you know, that time I still had to fight for my place in the national team. And so, you know, and Chelsea just won the league that year. So I thought maybe I will not play that much and everything. But then it came all different because the club Roma had to sell me because of financial issues. So like, I was kind of like, hey, two players need to be sold. So it was me and Salah. And then from that moment on, I said like, no, like this was always my biggest dream to play in the Premier League. So I said like to myself, you know, like, come on, I cannot be a coward and let this slide, you know? So I said like, no, you know, life is sometimes about taking risk, you know, calculated risk. And so I was up for it, yeah.
So when you signed, you obviously had one of the worst announcements videos I've seen, yeah? And I don't know why they did that to you. I don't know why they did that
you
to you.
Explain that,
so,
man.
So what happened? What happened?
I said, I am here.
Yeah. Like, look, I'm a reasonable man. If this is down on me, I say, hey guys, it's on me. But bro, hey, come on, man. You guys know that was Chelsea. That was not me.
Yeah.
But to be honest, at that time, I didn't realize how bad it actually was because I was so happy that I joined Chelsea. I couldn't care less. But today, if I look at it, I was like, oh my god. Like, I think like in general for me, the announcement could have just been, come on, at the training ground with a photo with the jersey. That's enough for me, you know, like I don't like too much loud. But nah, man.
Do you know what? It worked in your favor.
It did.
You went on and had probably one of the best defending careers that I've seen since probably like John Terry.
Well,
for me
Chelsea,
personally,
yeah.
At Chelsea, because when you left, we saw online, everyone was upset.
Yeah.
You could see Chelsea fans and they haven't replaced you since then. So although the announcement was a horror show, your career was amazing. Man, anyway.
So how did it go?
Like, if I look back at my time there, it was great, you know, like, but you know, I'm not the person to see myself because John Terry, he was there his whole life, his whole entire career, you know, like, I've just been there 5 years. I did what I could do at that time because to be honest, my dream was to win the Premier League, but come on, let's be real. At that time, it was quite impossible, to be very honest. because City and Liverpool were mashing up the place. And yeah, I did what I could, and I was just a servant. I did my job, and this is how I see it. But legend and all these type of things, this is for others to judge on that. But me, I did my job, and that's it.
So how did it feel kind of going from being in favour with Conte, and I know you guys won the FA Cup that season, and also under Sarri playing games, and then Lampard coming in and kind of not seeing you as a first choice? Like, how did it feel going from in favour to out of favour like that? And did you start considering your future at the club, or what was the situation?
Well, it's like, it was difficult times, definitely. It was difficult times. But for me, the most important thing is always to give, like, the answer on the pitch, because that's the only thing you can do. Because, like, it's like when you start to feel that you are untouchable, that's when you realize it's not like this, because it's football.
Yeah.
A coach comes in, a new coach comes in. He have different ideas. Maybe he don't see you in his system. So, like, you know, this is not bad to me. You know, like, this is not bad. Like, everyone makes his decisions. And yeah, I think luckily after he left, I gave the perfect answer.
Yeah. No, I can say it. Up. But with that being said, though,
that was bad. That was bad.
No, it was. Yeah, and I think for me, I think again, it's a credit to what Tony's saying as well. You mentally, you show that regardless of what's going to happen, I'm going to make sure I give my best. And then Tuchel came, and you became back in favour again. A manager that knows you well, a German manager. What did you see in Tuchel that allowed you guys to go on and not only play well, but go on and win a Champions League as well?
You know, at that period of time, for me, the only thing in my mental state, I was like, you know what? The coach just have to do one thing. Put me on the pitch and I will repay. Mm. Because like there I learned I don't need to speak to the coach daily or something like this. If it's there, okay, good, fine. If it's not there, then I know what I have to do, you know? So, and obviously he gave me confidence, clear confidence in playing me, but also making me important, which I wasn't obviously 4 months before. So, and yeah, this changed a lot. And at that time, man, Chelsea, we were like soldiers.
I hated playing against
Tuchel's
them.
Tuchel's Chelsea in the beginning, it was lock off. It was problems over there. But I know I'm sure like you hear from the media or you see on social media when people are talking. How did you hear about the noise of everybody saying basically that you can only play in a back three? So when you were in a back two with Lampard and stuff, people were like, nah, Rudiger, man. Mm. But then when you became in a back three with Tuchel, you just went on another level. Did you hear that? And how did you feel about that?
Answer your question. Of course you hear that. Of course you hear that. That he can only play in a back three and stuff like this. In a back two, he was not good and everything. It's just opinions. And people can have their opinion, you know, because actually this is not anything bad. You know, like if this is what they think, fine, you know, like I'm good with it. And that's why I say it's always good to give the answer on the pitch, because outside, you know, like I don't like to talk too much on people, what they are saying, because actually it's not bad. People have their opinion. It's fine.
So the Champions League, we can't skip over that. You were going up against the Premier League champions at the time. They were obviously the favourites as well. Did you feel confident going into that game? And what was it like when you initially won the game?
That was mad.
Because we needed that, man. I didn't want Man City to get that win.
You saved football temporarily.
Yeah, you saved
just temporarily.
No, like in that final, to be honest, because the run of games we had, I was really confident in our defense.
Yeah.
I was very confident in our defense. But...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What gave me more confidence is that we played two games in that space of time against City, which we won. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this gave us like a confidence because, like, you know, like maybe sometimes, you know, Guardiola sometimes is full of surprises with the lineup, and you know, like if this play into our cards that he didn't play with the real number six, I don't know, maybe, who knows. But in general, I was just confident in my team because I think till that the whole last round of the Champions League, I think we conceded only one goal, and that was against Porto.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was against Porto. So like Edu Mendy was, bro. He was on some juju things or something.
I was literally just about to say, like, he was different, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
I haven't heard from him ever again. No,
he was a joke.
I've
always said, yeah,
he was really on fire. Thiago Silva, like the man himself, everybody knows how good he is. Christensen, Azpilicueta, Kurt Zuma when he was needed, me, myself, like it was, everything was on lock. Reece James, Chilwell on down the flanks, Kai Havertz, Mason Mount, Hakim Ziyech. Oh, the team was solid.
That was a great team.
And sorry to forget the big man, N'Golo Kante.
Hey, you can't forget N'Golo.
This guy was unreal. Like, no, the team was really, we were really solid. We were together. So that's, in that I had confidence. Of course, like, things could have gone different because City, the first 20 minutes, man, we didn't even saw the ball. We were just defending for our lives. But we knew we were going to get that chance. We knew we were going to get the chance. We had it, luckily, before the halftime. And then, bro, it was about defending, you know, and we did the job.
So talk us through, of course, that was the Champions League final. That was done. And a year later, end up, you know, your contract started running down. Why did you leave Chelsea? Firstly, and I'll ask you something shortly after, but why did you leave Chelsea? What was the decision? And were you always considering, or was it a snap decision, or how did it come about?
No, like I explained it already in my video when I left Chelsea, like in my Players Tribune. It was like there was a gap of a time, like there was nothing. There was literally nothing. There was not even talks and everything. You know, so I was still playing at my best week in, week out. You know, because you know, sometimes you can have this that you're thinking about, I should not get injured or something like this, you know. Like, I didn't have this in my mind because at that time I felt great at Chelsea. I felt really great. But in the other hand, I also knew that Champions League I won can be my ticket to the biggest club in the world. Like, Real Madrid doesn't knock like often on your doors in their career. So, I felt like I was ready for that step.
Do you still look out for like Chelsea results, and do you still have like friends at the club stuff? What do you think about the situation of Chelsea at the moment? Since you've been gone, what do you think about Chelsea?
I always watch their games when I can, if I don't play myself, but I always watch their games. And there's a hell lot of talent. like really hell lot of talent. Like, I don't know how much they spend on players already. Like, but this is their own strategy. Like this, I cannot say nothing because the players they have, man, wow. Like, I think some teams, they wish they could spend this amount of money and have this type of players. And I'm very happy for, especially for Nicklas Jackson, that he's getting now his goals, because I think overall the player is fantastic. It's just
finishing.
He was a bit unlucky with his finishing, but I'm sure he will improve because his overall game, he's very, very good. Cole Palmer, really, he surprised me a lot. Like, he really surprised me because
when he does that, it's over.
You know, you can say he was swimming with those great players.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you have to go to another club and show it. And he did it.
Yeah.
He did it. And hats off to him because he's a really, really good player.
Now, I had the luxury of coming to watch a game at the Santiago Bernabeu.
No, invite, but...
Oh, no. Sorry. I had to... Yeah, sorry. You was busy that day.
Yeah.
And luckily for me, Rudiger was suspended for that game. So we ended up... No, we ended up watching that game. Yeah. And when I knew... Valencia, yeah, it was a 5-1 win, yeah. Mm. And what I took from that game was sitting down with Tony and watching that game is he said, I can't believe I play for this club.
Because
that's the first time he had missed a game since he had signed, right?
Yeah.
So that's when I knew the magnitude of the club. And he said to me, he said, when you come here for a Champions League game, because I was like, this atmosphere is, I've never seen anything like it. He said, this is nothing.
Yeah.
He goes, come here on a Champions League night, it's a different game. So with that being said, it brings me to this question. How did you react when you knew that Real Madrid wanted your signature?
Bro, like, it was, nah, man, it was unreal, you know, it was really unreal. It was on the 9th of May, like, 2022, when I signed. And they came, obviously, to London and everything. And, bro, I was like... Nah, like it was unreal, you know. Like,
Did you feel like it was a prank?
Home, I hugged my kids because I couldn't believe it, you know. Like, they gave me a jersey as a gift, and this jersey I still have it today, of course. And I was holding it like the whole day, you know. Like, I was wearing it because, like, you know. My dream was...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's Premier League, you know, like, I didn't think any further, like, that this could happen or something like this. So that's why, you know, like, it's, even now, if I think about it, it's like, it's crazy.
What is it about Real Madrid that when those big games happen, like, why is it that Real Madrid just have this aura, this feeling about it, that there's a never say die? What is it about Real Madrid that when you are playing in these big Champions League games, you just know, like, we are going to win this and we are going to go and win the Champions League.
Man, now it's my third season here and I really cannot explain to you what it is. It's like you feel in the Bernabeu, for example, last year when we played Bayern Munich in the semi-final. Man, no lie, you know, like, it's just there. Like, they scored, they were celebrating already. Like, you know, time goes by, And it was a moment when we scored a goal, but the VAR turned it around, like foul on Kimmich. There I knew we're going to win. There I had the feeling, like, because our fans, they don't boo us or something like this. They're going and they're louder. And you see then you see like Vinny taking the ball and doing his things, you know, like it gives you confidence. And then, you know, like we swap in Joselu and in 2 minutes the game is turned.
Yeah.
This is Real Madrid.
It's the Royal Club. It's the Royal Club. Magical. Oh. Magical. So
like it's you cannot really explain.
Man, look at him smiling.
He loves it. I've seen every tooth Rudiger has in his eye at the moment. It's insane.
No, but honestly, man. Bro, I said, me and Avelino, when we went out there, we went back to the hotel, and we just had to say, we was like, this club's different.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about them, like, and even Rudiger said, he said, there's two clubs, like, Man United's jersey is a heavy jersey. Mm-hmm. But there's levels. You can see, like Real Madrid is the final club.
Yeah.
When you get to final that level, boss. there's no bigger. Yeah. There's no bigger. But
yeah. I remember I was at the Champions League final. At the Champions League final at Wembley to watch you guys when you guys won it. Yeah. I was pitch side and I was just looking at every single one of the players and I was just like, this club, man.
I was so happy. It was Rudiger's penalty.
I was so happy.
Bro, I was so happy.
Honestly,
I was just... Of course you were happy, of course.
Of course, I was so happy. I remember saying, when you walked up, I said, this is the perfect way.
Yeah, it's just
perfect way.
It was unreal, man.
You're obviously considered now. You're someone who's very humble. You let your talking be done on the pitch, but you're considered to be the best centre back in the world, or if not one of them, right? Do you feel that when you're playing, and you know, is it something that even though you're, like you said, you're humble, but do you carry that aura with you when you're playing?
Like Harry, to be honest, like these type of things, you know, like. It's for other people to judge, like, you know, like to speak about yourself being the best, you know, like is tough. Like to me, you know, like I look up to people like Sergio Ramos, like Pepe, Thiago Silva, you know, and these people to me are world class, you know, like, and if people think about me like that, well, I will not say nothing against it, you know, but in the other way, if people say I'm crap, you know, like this motivates me more.
Yeah, talking about centre backs and stuff, when you look around Europe or even the world, who are the centre backs that you look at the moment and you say, like, you know, they are at the top level? Is there, like, if you can give us like your top three defenders, don't include yourself. We won't include yourself. So who would you say is your top three centre-backs in world football at the moment?
Like, I would go... I would not make it like number one is this.
Okay, that's fine.
Three. Saliba.
Yeah, I would agree.
Saliba. And Virgil van Dijk. And... He's really pushing. I like Gabriel from Arsenal as well.
Mm. Two Arsenal boys.
Do you know what's so crazy, Tony?
We've got gas now, man.
We've got that free hair because we was thinking of those three. Mm-hmm. But what is it about those three that you can say it is different to the level that's maybe below that?
No, it's like, you know, like all this comparing, this is for you guys, you know? This is, I leave the comparing to you. It's just, in general, I just enjoy, like, for example, if you see Arsenal, like the two center backs who are playing together, they're doing since 2 years now, they're doing an amazing job. Like the transformation from Arsenal, like that was a bit before and now, like it's, and those two are the pillar of it. Like Gabriel and Saliba. And like you have with Gabriel, the aggressive leader, and like for example, like Saliba is like this brother plays clean. You see? No, really. No, you have to give it to him. Like you know, like he looks like a silent leader. You know, and I like that. And Virgil is Virgil. You know, like you have to give the props to him because he changed. He changed Liverpool, to be very honest. Like, because before they were leaking goals left and right, he had times when people doubted him and everything and stuff like this, you know, and then seeing him now doing well, you know, like definitely in the last couple of years, definitely one of the best center backs, especially because he came also from a big injury.
Yeah.
That can change careers. And
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
People also said he's done. No, he's not done. He's still there, and he's a top class defender. And I would go with those three. But I could also mention like Konate. You know, like I like his game a lot. You know, like he's doing very well, and he comes and he's a bit always under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, like this just is like because fit. I don't know why, but I rate him very also as well very highly.
Yeah.
Your playing style.
Also Ruben Diaz and everything, you know, like
of course.
There's a lot of great defenders.
Your playing style is something that we all as fans enjoy to watch. You mentioned earlier that you love to have fun. Are you that entertaining for the purpose of the fans? Because there's times where you get the ball and then your run. It's that run down. I love watching that.
Legs up
as well. You always seem to be having fun, but being ever so professional as well. Like, where does that playing style come from?
You know, with the running thing, you know, like I got battered in Germany in the World Cup, you know. But I feel with this running, I'm quicker. This is my feeling, because a sprinter also puts his leg up high, and nobody say he's a joke man, you know. So, and yeah, but in general, like my game, yeah, like it's not on purpose to like that fans enjoy things or something like this. It's just some things I do. Sometimes they get so viral, you know, like because you have all these days, these TikToks and everything. And yeah, my videos always get viral because as I said, I just enjoy doing what I'm doing, you know, like. If that makes you smile, but I did something good, huh?
You know what it is, right? Because centre backs are usually angry and serious, and of course Rudiger's serious, right? But even yesterday, I thought before we watched this, I watched the whole Real Madrid game yesterday. When they conceded, he was smiling.
Yeah,
and I was like, what? I know he's not happy, but he has that smile on his face. So I think it's just. You've got this infectious personality that I think just radiates. And you can see already at the moment at Real Madrid, you can see how like the team just like love you and you're like a leader in the camp. It's very clear to see. And we're not in the dressing room with you guys, but we can see it on the outside. But I've got a question to ask you about one striker right now. So there's Erling Haaland, right? He is on unstoppable form in the Premier League, and he's seen as the best striker in the world, and he's probably going to break his own records, and he's just ridiculous at the moment. But Haaland has never scored against Real Madrid, and in fact you have had some elite games against him. When you're preparing to play against Erling Haaland, what is it like, and how is it actually like defending against him? Because from when I see on TV, you're roughing him up, you're in his back. Is that something that like you make sure you do on the pitch against him?
I think I'm more of an old school defender who loves this battle with strikers, especially with strikers like him, because that guy is an absolute beast. Like really, I don't know what he eats or what he does, but really this guy is really wow. Like the power he has, it's like, you know, like when I see his goals, like if they put the cross on second post high, you cannot beat him. You cannot beat him. If he wants, he are under him every day. Like really, like it's a beast of a nation. Like it's crazy. Yeah, he didn't score against us and stuff like this, but he nearly did because last year he hit the crossbar with his
crossbar.
Head.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I mean in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
absolute beast. There was luck on our side. And how do I prepare to this type of player? Is like yes, like it's hard to prepare because you just have to be ready for the physical battle. You just have to be ready for this, and try to not give him too much space in your back, because there he's also very dangerous. Because if you run with him, oh, it can be tough, because when he puts his arm out,
yeah, there's no getting past.
There's rarely people who can like physical match with him. Like the only ones I saw like in the last couple of years, you know, was obviously Virgil, who has the same size like him, so that's a good matchup. And I have to say Saliba did also very well with him.
And yourself, yourself.
Yeah. Well, remember, we're here to speak for you.
Yes.
Yeah. We're your
yourself.
Representatives. Yeah. We'll speak for you. We got a few more questions,
yeah,
Tony.
I did my job.
Everyone's talking about Kylian Mbappe. And I remember when there was talks about him coming, we spoke about him. And you said if he joins this club, it's going to take us to another level right now. He's already started scoring goals. And now he's part of probably the best front three in world football with Vinny and Rodrigo. How is he settling in the club? And what do you think you guys can achieve with a player like him? Even though, you know, you said to me before, Toni Kroos not being in the team has obviously, it's a big loss, but you've added
it's a big firepower
with Mbappe.
No, but like Kylian is like, you know, because you hear a lot of things, he will interrupt the dressing room and everything and stuff like this. He's a very down-to-earth guy. I see him as very mature, clever guy. And he's already on his job. He's scoring goals. He's influential. And the link-up game between him, Rodrigo and Vinny is getting better and better and better. And also with Jude. Because I think the second goal yesterday was a very nice one, and it's like it's normal. Like it's been in the histories. Big players always been here. They did well, so he will write his own story. I'm very sure of that, and he's already on it. So no, he's this guy is.
Is the treble coming, Tony? Is the treble coming? Real Madrid have never won the treble. Can you guys do it this year?
This is always the aim when you're in this type of club, and I think we played the sixth game in the league now, first Champions League game. Yeah, it's too early to say things, but this is the aim, obviously, of this club. This club is about winning and only that.
So Barcelona are looking pretty good this season, especially in La Liga. They've got, of course, Lamine Yamal. They got Hansi Flick. Of course, you're familiar with him. You know how he operates. I spoke with Loa earlier in the season, and he said it's all about goals with Hansi Flick. But they've got Lamine Yamal. Now, could you talk to us a little bit about that talent, that player, Lamine? Like, is he going to be the face of La Liga for the next 10 years? And can you see him going on and being the best player in the world, as people are talking about?
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You have to give credit where credit is due. This is he's 17. No, like it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I think they have a player who have a career, and inshallah he stay healthy, because you never wish bad to people. Hopefully he stay healthy. He has a huge future in front of him. Like, the player he is already for them at 17 is quite scary. It's quite scary. And what he did in the Euros, you have to give kudos to him. Rivals, forget rivals and stuff like this. Truth will always be truth. Like, he has a great future ahead of him.
All right, last one I must ask, right? Now, I love watching this, and you did this. I was watching the final. Even though I was there, we went inside the box and we watched you guys celebrating. Why are you guys always slapping people? Why? It's you're always slapping. What is that about?
Brother, to be honest, like, sometimes I ask myself, like, what are you doing? You know, like, it's just in there, you know, like. And yeah, obviously, when I score, I get a lot of slapbacks, man, you know? But the thing is like, you know, like, I doesn't even feel it. So, you know, it's just like, you know, like, this is how I show my love to those guys.
So we always have something called quick fire questions. So this is just basically, you can give a one word answer if you want, or you can expand on it. So we're going to start with, who is the best player you've ever played with?
No, Karim Benzema. I could have said a lot, you know. I could have mentioned Luka Modric, like Toni Kroos, Eden Hazard, Chelsea, Eden Hazard, you know. But I have to go with Karim Benzema, because, like, he was like a hell of a striker. Like, his intelligence is wow, yeah. World class.
All right, who is the best player you've played against?
Ooh.
For me, as a striker, like, the striker that gave me a lot of headache was Kun Agüero.
Wow! Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. Kun Agüero. Wow, I think John Terry said
the
same thing.
That guy was really tough to play against. Really, really tough. Like, I could say Messi, Ronaldo, but for me, they're from a different planet. We all know that. So we go with human beings.
Yeah. So who's the most underrated player that you've played with? Somebody that you know is so good, but maybe the masses do not give him the hype that he deserves.
That I've played with. I had one that I didn't play with, but that I liked a lot.
Okay, you can say that too.
Like Moussa Dembele from Tottenham.
Oh.
Okay, Tony. Ooh. I've been saying this for years now. how good was he?
Yeah,
in your opinion,
talk to us about that.
Like, wow. Like, this guy that he didn't play, that he, like, no disrespect to Tottenham or something, that he didn't play higher at the bigger club. Like, I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. I really don't know how, because he had everything. This guy, I never seen someone so strong like him. Like, really, this guy, he was like a wall. And technique, he doesn't know pressure. You can pass him the ball, two men can be behind him, no problem.
Best player in training that you've played with across the clubs?
Training. No, I have to give it Eden Hazard. The things that he did, it was crazy. Eden Hazard, Chelsea, was different bread.
What was he like? Was he? There was a lot of talk about, like, how he would walk in with his laces undone. He wouldn't run, but as soon as you give him the ball, it's over.
Yeah, but come on, these days also there's a lot of players who have their laces undone. You know, like I don't know what people are trying to make up. You know, like the guy, even with laces open, the guy was so good. Be happy about it. I was.
Me and Tony actually have one thing in common.
What's that?
We both played with Eden Hazard. If you could sign one defensive partner right now in the world of football to play with, who would you sign?
Saliba.
Yeah. Rudiger and Saliba.
Forget about it.
You might as well score own goals.
Literally.
No, I would say I'm happy with my center back partner Militao, because he also came from a big injury and who was very strong. He's back. He's getting back to his best. And but because you know there are so many games, you will rotate, and so to have the Saliba, it would be great. And and if he continues to do what he does.
And that Real Madrid knock. I know what you're trying to say, Tony. Yeah. I know. Don't scare the Arsenal fans right now.
I don't scare nobody. I don't scare nobody. But at the end of the day, it's clear if he does what he does.
Yeah. Say no
it's
more.
It's inevitable.
Say no more.
Of course. We are in England and we watch the Premier League and we watch England national team all the time. So we have to ask you about Jude Bellingham. Now, when he came to the club, did you expect this level of like the way he just took to the club, the celebration, the way like everything kind of for a little while became all about the Jude Bellingham show? Can you talk to us a little about Jude as a character and as a player?
Like, first, to be honest, To come at this type of club and be so influential. No, of course I didn't expect it. Because if we be honest, I think he himself didn't expect this. Like, but you know, like the goals, they just came, they came, the celebration. Nah, you know, I believe if God marks your time, and nobody can do anything about it. And he was there at the right time. And luckily, he has great, great parents.
Yeah. We was gonna when we went to the Bernabeu, I had messaged him and said if you could get a signed shirt, because I wanted to get one for Philly and my friend Abdullah. Mm. He was downstairs with Tony. Obviously, the game they went to go and see the Ancelotti or whatever. Yeah. He came back up with his mum.
Yeah,
took the pictures. And was chatting to us for like 10 minutes with his mum. And I went straight to his mum and I said, teach me how to raise my son. Because what you've done with him and Job, you can see that they've come from a good background. So we all wish him all the best.
This is really like the mum, because I see her, she brings him sometimes to training ground and everything. She picks him up. And I spoke with her a couple of times. And the thing is I met them at Chelsea at my difficult times. You know, I met them at, I was having lunch and the family was sitting there and I went over and say hello. And this left, like Jude told me, this left like a big reminder to her, to the mom. She was like, wow, because I was the only one who greeted them that day. And she was like, wow, you know, like she was impressed. But the mom, man, she looks tough. And
well, she's lovely though, but
I met her before
lovely,
as well.
Lovely woman. But you know, like sometimes you need this toughness.
Yeah.
You need this.
And he has the world.
But as a woman to put this toughness on a boy is even double respect.
Yeah, double. Yeah. Well, listen, Tony Rudiger, our first footballer guest, and it's only right that we had, in our eyes, the best centre-back in the world.
Yes.
And we don't ever wear other jerseys. Mm. But because of you, Tony, we did that.
No, of course.
And look, it's signed.
I need one over. I need one to the studio.
Don't worry. I'll be in Madrid soon.
But I think we have to update it. We have to update that.
So. Yeah, we have to. Because obviously, now it's now 15. Yeah. It's now 15 now.
Ah.
Yeah, because this one, I think, it's 14.
No, this I will give you a 15-1, and to you as well, brother. My
thank
Arsenal
you.
Fan.
I'm a United
He's
fan.
United. He's
I'm
United. United.
No, 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 no. I'm United.
Sorry. He's United.
I'm United. Sorry. You know what? Don't let people hear that.
because I was like, okay, why is he saying when I said they're knocking on the door?
I'm trying to wind them up.
You like, yeah. Hey, you guys have too many problems, man. you love this winding up.
And it's rude. Tony, if you ever wanna sign for United or come to the club, look, I'll drive you here.
I'll pick you up on your way back. Just
you guys just signed a lot of good centre backs.
No, no,
so
yeah,
you're
no,
just true. You guys okay.
But that's been Tony Rudiger. Mm-hmm. We've been Harry Pinero, Culture Cams. It's the Inside Scoop. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
Very insightful. And I want to say thank you again, Tony, for taking your time out.
Bless
to speak
brother.
To us.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.